From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Johnny Conqueror. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Renee Collins, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. Now in our 17th broadcast season, tonight is our 617th live concert performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present a program of great live music. Our featured artist on Red Barn Radio tonight, Lexington, Kentucky-based Johnny Conqueroo, are making waves in the region and beyond. Guitarist Grant Curlis and drummer Wills Quinn attended Lexington's Providence Montessori School in their teens. Both had been raised with music. Grant's parents took him on many trips in Nashville to see old greats of country music perform. Grant and Will started playing together and then convinced friend Sean Reynolds to try his hand on bass and help them form the band that you're listening to tonight. We'll learn much more about these three young, talented men on our show tonight, but for now, it's a very special opportunity we have to present Johnny Conqueroo's music to the world with tonight's Red Barn Radio broadcast. Welcome them, please, to the Red Barn stage, Johnny Conqueroo.
Thank you.
here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to talk more with Johnny Conqueror.
Thanks, Renee. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Lexington-based Johnny Conqueror, and this, too, is the music of Kentucky. It's great to have you with us. Johnny Conqueror is a trio, three friends, Grant Curlis, Sean Reynolds, and Wills Quinn. The first show for you guys was in 2014, mm-hmm. right, and at Oktoberfest.
I think that the Oktoberfest was definitely the first real real show.
Wills Quinn.
We played at Grant's prom. We were the backing band. It was just Grant and I.
And how old were you then?
Grant was a...
Freshman in high school.
Freshman in high school?
Yeah.
Wills, when did you pick up on drums, friend? Was drums what you started with?
Yeah, drums basically is like... There was always a ton of instruments in the house because of, like, my dad. He played in, you know, a couple bands in Lexington. And it was drums because... He didn't need another guitar player. He needed someone to play drums, you know. So I kind of just filled that role early in. But yeah, he showed me a bunch of cool music and, like, you know, suggested a lot of cool stuff to check out, like, you know, starting pretty young. Yeah, drums mainly started just to kind of back up and, like, we would just chill and jam around in the basement.
Your family did not mind noise.
The basement's pretty well insulated, and the neighbors are very nice. I know they can hear it. They act like they don't, but I know they can.
I've seen you, baby, wearing a purple dress on tight. We'll be right back.
started off playing trumpet, I think, in maybe first grade. And then I saw a kid at my school do a guitar solo. And
how old were you then?
Maybe second grade, second or third grade. And then
Grant Curlis.
I saw him play that guitar solo, and I thought, that looked pretty cool.
That fourth grader up there just wailing away on the guitar.
Yeah. It sounded great. I'm sure it was just because I was 14, or not 14, but fourth grade. But,
yeah, right, sure.
But then started going down to Nashville a whole lot. My parents took me down there. Turned me on to a lot of great music. Turned me on to the blues. Turned me on to country. Turned me on to Hank Williams. Turned me on, I guess, to a lot of the people that predated rock and roll to an extent.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you all actually go to clubs together?
Mm-hmm. And we went to, like, honky-tonks. Just like, you know, the tourist trap honky-tonks on Broadway. But I started to befriend some of the owners of the bars, and they let me hang out all night, chill, play with them. You know,
at that point in time, you were already sort of getting to a point where you were proficient on an instrument. And what instrument was that?
It was lap steel. But I don't know if I'd say proficient, but, you know, I could play some chords. Yeah.
Yeah, well, who taught you how to play lap steel? That seems like an odd starter instrument.
Yeah. I think it was Chris Scruggs. He's a musician down in Nashville, and he played one night, played some lap steel, and I thought I had to get one, and I got it and sort of taught myself more or less. And there's, you know, some videos online and that kind of thing, but...
Uh-huh.
Some people think I've lost my head. Well, some people wish I was dead. And just now maybe, oh, just maybe it'll come true. Checked into my motel room. Look.
At what point in time did you start to make a shift away from country, or do you still feel like you still have some pretty strong country roots?
The fire's still burning pretty hot inside me, the country fire, you know? Yeah, I love country still to this day. Play a lot of country when I'm not with Wills or Sean, you know.
You like old style sort of country from the 50s, 60s, 70s, swing stuff like that, more so than the sort of hybrid version.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Surrounded by music. My family plays music, played in school bands and stuff, but I was fortunate enough to be asked by Wills and Grant to join this band, play with them.
Sean Reynolds.
Me and Wills, we were good friends in high school, and Johnny Conqueror, they felt like needed a bass player.
So Johnny Conqueror initially was a two-piece?
Yeah, I would say, would you guys agree that Johnny Conqueror was probably initially a two-piece, playing like your prom and stuff?
Yeah. A two-piece rock outfit. That's lean.
Wills asked me to play bass. I told him I never played bass before, but I'll give it my best shot. And soon enough, I rented a bass. We played Oktoberfest together. It's been peachy since then.
Well, you're a peachy player. I wonder why they didn't track down, like, a bass player.
The thing about Sean is, you know, he's so easy to hang out with, so nice. That was the number one priority. So if we were going to add a third member, it had to fit perfect.
Yeah.
And so Sean, we were hanging out with him already. We were like, Sean, if you learn how to play bass, you can be in our band.
Yeah, and I had just sort of had that natural bass player look about me. You
know? Oh, yeah. We were looking for a guy with like a facial hair, lots of facial hair.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is a very clean look for you now. You guys have all carried a lot of different looks. Yeah. You can see a lot of different versions of these guys online.
Me and my friend were just taking it easy. Oh, no more of that hardcore stuff. But see, I'm just having a hard time getting used to it, baby. Oh, but then again, I know that life is rough. Well, I see. You just don't care about me. anything and everything can be said. In fact, I think I've had all of it go through my head. At 100 miles per hour, baby, any faster, I'd be dead. Well, now I see you just don't care about me.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Johnny Conqueror, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Johnny Conqueror after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.